Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
This is Stone's bringing us back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much. Hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially on our 19th consecutive live Thanksgiving Day show. We just celebrated our 18th years of the show last week, and this week we're doing our 19th consecutive live Thanksgiving Day show. Thank you for being here. We're having a great visit with our good friend Bob Dylan Schneider, the author of many books, including his new one, which is a re-release of one of his outstanding books, an updated version of his book, 50 Plus, Critical Career Decisions for the Rest of Your Life, Robert L. Dylan Schneider, with a new foreword by Lou Dobbs. So, folks, and by the way, Bob, thank you for congratulations on the book. And in the next segment, I want you to tell us more about that. So, folks, stand by for that. But in the meantime, Bob, I want you to you're a frequent visitor to Paris for work and for other. For other things, you and your wife and your company, you know Paris well. You probably knew some of the neighborhoods where these horrible things happened a couple of weeks ago. What are your thoughts?
Well, I've been in those neighborhoods, Jim, and of course I have been in Paris many times and hope to be in Paris many times again. The environment in Paris, just because it's Paris, is very lax, and that made it easy for the terrorists to do what they did. The reaction has been extraordinary, the outpouring of support for the Parisians and for France generally. That's a real positive. But, you know, on the other hand, we've got Mr. Putin over in Russia.
Yeah.
And one of his planes was shot down by the Turks the other day. One of his planes was bombed by the ISIS. He's a wild card. You don't really know what he's going to do.
He is not... he is... a very determined individual, unlike other members, other leaders of other countries, including our own, isn't he?
No question about it. I mean, I think he's put the president, President Obama, unfortunately, in short pants.
And, yeah, he really has, hasn't he?
And I think that that's by design, and it's very unfortunate for the United States. But the Parisian issue is going to boil over, and my guess is that we should all be very vigilant over the holiday period. Because
when you say boil over, define that.
I think that the ISIS is going to go elsewhere. They've gone to Sharm el-Sheikh. They've gone to Mali. They've gone to
Africa.
Lebanon. I think they're coming to the United States.
Yep.
I think we have to be very, very careful.
Well, the many say, Bob, that they're already here.
I think they are already here. And I think, again, the immigration policy that's being discussed in the White House and by the candidates now is going to be a critical policy. How we deal with people who are already here is important. I mean, you could go to small, out-of-the-way parts of the United States, and they're there. And,
well, you know, Bob, I don't mind people like President Obama suggesting that we bring these people in here. I don't feel badly at others like Republicans who say we should slow down and make sure we vet these people. What I abhor from both sides are when those same people. And lately, it's been our president turn it into a political football, going out of our country and shooting back at other members of our government from other countries. Bob, that is a horrible thing to do.
Yeah, it is a horrible thing to do. It just goes against everything that's America. But I'll tell you, yesterday I was driving down 45th Street here in New York, and a fellow who has a push cart. He sells bagels and juices out of his cart, was on the ground in his prayer rug delivering a prayer. He was a Muslim. Mm-hmm. And he was surrounded by New Yorkers who looked at him in a curious way. We didn't know what to quite make of it, but this guy was not going to be deterred. He said his prayer and got up and continued selling the bagels. But there are people like that selling bagels and doing other things.
Yeah.
It could be very harmful to us over time.
Well, what do you think about the Syrians bringing the Syrians in here?
The Syrians generally as a people I don't know, but I do think that Mr. Assad is not our friend.
Right.
The guy who runs the show. And I think that the fact that so many Syrians have left Syria tells us something about his rule.
Right.
Now, the problem, obviously, is among the millions of Syrians leaving, going to Europe and going to the United States, are there a few that are ISIS people? I'm sure the answer is yes.
Well, where that we have a problem, it seems to me, is not that that most of the Syrians aren't good people and wouldn't be good Americans. The problem is when they come together, they tend to aggregate in communities, which is fine, except in Muslim communities. And my Mark Stein brought this up in the last week. Someone who studied this quite often, quite well. He said the problem is, he said the bad guys can hide inside of a good community of Muslims.
He's right. He's exactly right, and that's exactly what they do. And you only find out when it's too late. So we've got 35,000 policemen on the street in New York. I don't know how many they have in your town or the towns of your listeners, but I can tell you it's time to be vigilant. We went to Broadway last night. Getting in the theater took three times as long.
Wow.
Checks going into the theater.
See, that's what's upsetting is we're hostages in our own country, aren't we?
Osama bin Laden started it all when we started to take our shoes off when we went through the line to get on a plane.
Yeah.
It's going to get worse.
At some point in time, we need to, you know, I don't know where this is going to go, but I know one thing, solving this is going to take statesmanship, not small people yakking at each other.
We need a leader next November.
We sure do. We don't have one now, folks. I think even the Democrats have got to admit right now that the current president is not very much of a leader.
He's not our guy.
I'm sad to say that. Quick break, 10 till. When we come back, I want Bob to talk to us about his new book, 50 Plus, and why it's it has an impact on you and me. 10 till, stay with us. Happy Thanksgiving.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.